This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for spending time with me today. If I sound a little different today, that is because I'm not in my normal setup in my office. I am sitting on a guest bed in one of my dear friends' homes. I'm in California as I record this, celebrating my birthday and Primal Potential's 5-year anniversary and the fact that I am pregnant with a bunch of my Master's Club clients. And while everybody else is still sleeping, I am recording this podcast. So if it sounds a little different, or you hear movement in the background, or you hear dogs barking, real life happening here. But I am excited for this episode. And if you had not yet heard that I am in fact pregnant, definitely listen to episode 628. I share all the details there. Sarah peppers me with questions about when I found out and when I'm due and all of that kind of fun stuff in episode 628. So thank you to all of you who reached out and shared love and encouragement. It definitely made me feel really special and really excited. But today we're taking a different angle because this past Friday was Primal Potential's 5-year anniversary. And I love reflecting, you know, what did I learn? What went well? What didn't go well? What were the hardest parts? And this is something I don't just do in my professional life. I do it regularly in my personal life. And certainly over the last 5 years, there have been countless challenges and moments where things didn't look that great in terms of outlook. And I didn't feel that great in terms of possibility and potential. And as I reflected on some of the biggest lessons that I learned over the last 5 years, I saw that they really were not limited to business. They were major shifts in how I view my life and my choices and my options in general. So today what I wanted to do is share some of those biggest shifts that I have made over the last 5 years, things that have really inspired me to keep going, even when I didn't feel like it, even when I didn't feel like I should. Because whether we're talking about business or we're talking about health or we're talking about finances, there are going to be a lot of times when you really feel like you just don't care, or you really feel like it's just not worth it, or it's not working. And what we do in those moments really defines where we go. If in those moments of what's the point, it's not working, I'm worried, I'm stressed, I don't know if this is going to work out, if we say, well, screw it, who cares? I'm not even going to bother, I just can't. That takes us to a very different place than if we decide to be the kind of person who says, what now? How can I make this better? How can I make this right? So I was brainstorming some of these big shifts in my own thinking over the last 5 years, and probably more accurately over the last one, because I've done a lot of reflection and there's been a tremendous number of challenges and hard times over the last year. And as I was creating this outline, I was on a flight from Boston out here to LA. And I noticed that one of the Delta movies was one that had been recommended to me a handful of times. A few of you have reached out and said, oh, Elizabeth, you have to watch The Biggest Little Farm. Yeah, The Biggest Little Farm. Well, it's not in most theaters. It's kind of in smaller, more artsy theaters. And there wasn't one near me on Cape Cod. And it wasn't on Amazon or iTunes or Netflix or anything like that. So when I saw it on Delta, I was like, okay, I'm totally making the exception. I usually just work on flights or I sleep, but I don't usually watch movies or TV. But I really had been wanting to watch this one. So I decided, all right, I'll have my laptop open, but I'm going to watch this movie on this flight. What does The Biggest Little Farm have to do with this? Well, first, highly, highly recommend that movie for sure. But secondly, there were so many things in there because think about it. on a farm, it is definitely not easy. There are definitely big problems. And if you ever want to get to the point where you have a lot of life and a lot of growth, you're going to have a lot of loss along the way. Like, that is the way of farming. That is the way of agriculture. That is the way of raising animals. You know, it's just what happens. So I found a lot of parallels, and I found a ton of inspiration in this movie, The Biggest Little Farm, that really tied to what I have experienced over the last 5 years and where I want to go over the next five, not certainly related to farming, although definitely got me excited about the options that I have with that in my new property. One of the things that struck me that one of the main characters said in this movie, he said, "The beautiful complexity of our land is alive with infinite possibility." The beautiful complexity of our land is alive with infinite possibility. I thought about that in terms of business and also in terms of health. Like, it is complex. Whether we're talking about building a business or losing weight or getting healthy or getting out of debt, it is complex. And there are going to be things that go wrong or get screwed up, if not every day, probably every week, and often much more than that. But where I think people really set themselves back is that they get in the problem and they stay in the problem and all they see is the problem. But all of these problems, if you choose to see them this way, are possibilities. And not just options. There are things I could do. I could make it better. I could turn it around. Infinite possibility. You can see your journey as broken, as wrong. You can stay in the problem. I can too. Every day there is a business setback. Every day there is a personal setback or a personal struggle. And it is alive with infinite possibility. The good, the bad, the hard, the easy, the ups, the downs, they are not only options. They represent for you, for your life, for your health, for your finances, for your career, for your relationships, infinite possibilities. Even just over the last 6 months, launching a book for the first time and not really having expectations and not really understanding how it works, I absolutely could have been like, oh my gosh, this was a waste. What was I doing? This is so hard. I can't make it work. Not enough people know who I am. What's the point? But every single struggle with Chasing Cupcakes is alive with infinite possibility. When my Hashimoto's flared, because I just wasn't really honest about all the stress factors in my life and I wasn't doing everything that I could to optimize them, I could have stayed in the problem. Oh my gosh, this is awful. Endocrine disorder. This sucks. But all of those moments and all of those setbacks and all of those struggles are also alive with infinite possibility, but you have to be looking for it. You have to be open to it. And if you are in your feelings about the problem and throwing yourself a little pity party and, oh, what's the point? It's so hard. No matter what area of your life we're talking about, you cannot see the infinite possibility. You can absolutely convince yourself that everything is wrong and everything is screwed up, but you can also say there are infinite possibilities. You know, I'm working really hard on excitement and enthusiasm in my life because I don't want to live a life where I go through the motions and everything's fine. Like, it's fine. It's okay. It's all right. You know, like, we're hanging in there. I don't want that kind of life. I want to be excited about my work. And here's the thing. If I'm not, I get to change it. There is infinite possibility. I want to be excited about my health. And if I am not, I can change it. I want to be excited about my finances. And if I am not, I can change it. And not only can I change it, I need to. If you are not excited about what you are doing for yourself, if you are not excited about what you're working on in your life, change it. Think bigger, dream bigger, Try new things. Take some risks. Break out of the box. It's time to go to the next level. If you have just been kind of like, it's fine, it's good, everything's okay, know that there are infinite possibilities. That fine and okay are just one of infinite numbers of possibilities. That with a few shifts, some forward momentum and some hope, you can get to a totally different place. And this is something I'm learning again and again in business. Because no matter what you do, whether you work for yourself or you work for somebody else or you work for your home or whatever it is, it's easy to just get in a rut and go through the motions. And this is when we struggle to make progress because we're not excited. And enthusiasm is a superpower. And I don't want to get in that rut with Primal Potential. I don't want to get in that rut with my own health. If you are not excited about what you are doing for your body, get excited. Enthusiasm is a superpower. And I would say that's probably, if I had to like rank what I'm going to share with you today as like the most important, the most life-giving, the biggest difference maker, it's that there are infinite possibilities. And if you're living in a place where you're focused on the problem or you're focused on the past, that you can shift to the focus of infinite possibility. Infinite possibility. One of the other things that I got from this movie, and this is probably the last thing I'll say about The Biggest Little Farm, but the main farmer guy who owns the property with his wife, he said that his operating system became observation followed by creativity. That was his greatest ally, observation followed by creativity. And what I think happens so often with our health, with our choices, it's certainly what I've noticed as a pattern in business, observation followed by judgment, right? Observation followed by fear, observation followed by emotion, as opposed to what he says here, observation followed by creativity. What a different thing, right? Even if we think of this simple example that we can all relate to, observing the choices we made over a weekend, followed by what? Frustration, disappointment, irritation, resignation. If we can just shift this one operating system, observation followed by judgment, observation followed by emotion, to observation followed by creativity, what a different world we would have. Think about this in terms of your relationship. Observing a pattern or observing a problem in your relationship followed by your feelings about it, your disappointment, your frustration, your wish for something different. What if we followed it by creativity? How can I try something new? How can I get a different result? How can I create a different pattern? Seriously, write this down in your journal or on your phone or on a sticky note on your computer or on your dashboard of your car. Observation followed by creativity. Whatever is happening, whatever result you are getting or not getting, follow that observation with creativity instead of with judgment, instead of with emotion. The other big thing that stuck out when I was reflecting on 5 years in business and what has worked and what hasn't worked, but also the journey of my health and my body over 5 years, because holy moly, things have changed. And hello, they're going to change more than ever now because I'm pregnant. And I joked with my mom and my sister about this. I already feel like a whale without a tail, the amount of like, you know, the increase in blood volume and the increase in water retention and the slowing of digestion and all of those kinds of things, like, whew, there can be a lot of frustration that comes from that, or fear or worry or all of those things. And it brings me back to this one thing that is proven to be true over and over and over again, and that is success is about continuing. Success is not about perfection. Success is not about avoiding setback. Guys, think about it. The person who gets where they want to go, it doesn't mean that they had the fastest path, that they had the most seamless journey, that they experienced the fewest obstacles or setbacks. It's that they didn't stop. It's not about who's the most perfect. Something that really encourages me is actually related to podcast statistics. That was a hard word to say this morning. So there are, as of the last time I checked, over 700,000 podcasts on iTunes. Over 700,000. But only 18% of those have released a new episode in the past 3 months. In 1 year, about 60% of podcasts stop producing. Like year over year, 60% stop releasing new episodes. So the people who are successful as podcasters are not the ones who necessarily have the best content, are not the ones who necessarily have the most listeners. It's not the ones who figured it out the fastest or had the fewest screw-ups or the fewest number of episodes with flubs or missing parts of the audio file. It's just that they kept going. It's just that they didn't stop. You think about any professional athlete. They didn't necessarily get there because they had the most connections or they, you know, were the most consistent or even they had the most talent. They just didn't stop. They didn't stop when they got frustrated. They didn't stop when they got injured. They didn't stop when somebody told them no or they didn't make the team. Success is about continuing. And too many people don't continue. Again and again and again, they throw up their hands in frustration. Oh, I've screwed up. Oh, I messed up. Oh, I didn't follow through the way that I said that I would. Success is not about seamlessness. Success is about continuing. Just don't stop. Get up and go again. Get up and try again. Get up and try something different. Which I think is the next biggest thing that I am still learning and relearning. And it's not just about business. It's also about my health and my finances and my relationships. Do things differently. Stop being so stubborn. Your default reaction or thought, the first thing you think to respond with, break that pattern. Challenge yourself to say, well, what are other options? What are infinite numbers of possibilities here? One of my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients shared just the other day in our weekly challenge that not only is she creating a practice of considering her options, right? Instead of just like, oh, I'm stressed. I want to stop and get some ice cream on the way home from work. She's considering all of her options, but also the outcomes of all of those options. If I do this, then this. If I do this, then this. Instead of just, well, I could do this or this or this or this. What are the outcomes of all of your options? Start to think differently. If you don't change the way you think about things, then you're not going to change the results that you get. And whether we are talking about how you think about money or how you think about food or how you think about stress or how you think about your body, we have to do things differently. If we want to create change, if we want to go to the next level. I cannot tell you how many times in business, literally every single day, so thousands of times in a year, I think to myself, I don't know how to do this. I don't know if it's going to work, or even it hasn't worked before. Try something new. The other day, I had a client email me, and she said, you know, I've done this before. I've tried something like this before and it didn't work. So why would it be different this time? You cannot limit your future based on your past and change and grow. You can't. When we limit our present or our future by saying, well, I've kind of done something like this before and it hasn't worked, we're refusing to grow. That's why people don't change. What are the different options? Infinite possibilities. Forward momentum. We're not looking backwards. Refuse to limit your present and your future based on your past. That is a refusal to grow. One of the other things that I've learned in the last 5 years, and I'm still continuing to learn, is that doing big things matters. You know, like I'm all for the penny steps and the penny actions, but I guess what I mean is this. I could convince myself to just keep my head down in my office, do the stuff, work, you know, consistently, show up and keep doing the same things every single day, keep putting out podcasts, keep serving my clients, all of that kind of stuff. But I know how important it is to shake things up, to step out of my comfort zone and like go to a conference, to connect with people. That's one of the reasons that I'm here this weekend. I think in the Masters Club, we've all learned that these in-person weekends, and they're not formal, it's not a send, it's just we spend time together, they really make a difference. Going out of your way to connect with other people, to learn from other people, to build relationships with other people, it really makes a difference. And when it comes to business and primal potential, I often tell myself, like, I don't have time. It's not just I have to fly out to something and spend 2 or 3 days in a conference or a workshop. It's also the work that I would normally be doing over those 3 days that then has to get moved before or after to the, you know, early morning or the late night. But every time I put myself in a situation that is outside my comfort zone and I really devote my time to that thing where I'm not distracted by emails coming in, I'm not distracted by the fact that I have phone calls throughout the day or that the contractors are coming and going, I leave so much further ahead of where I was when I came in. So I just want to ask, like, what big steps are you taking? What are you doing that is outside the norm? Because where I see a lot of people stay is very much in their routine. I'm going to know better. I'm going to do better. I'm going to listen to a podcast. I'm going to read a book, but like shake things up. It really makes a difference. Put yourself out there, step out of your normal life and put yourself in a scenario where the bar is raised, where you're surrounded by people who are raising the bar, who are expecting big, great things of themselves. Put yourself in those situations because that is where growth happens. That is where growth happens. And I'm telling you right now, even though I am a homebody introvert, for sure, I always come out of those events so much further ahead of what I could have done on my own, in large part because we're just exposing ourselves to something different. We're forcing ourselves outside of our box. We're exposing ourselves to people and concepts that are different from our normal approach. And we grow when we do that. Infinite possibility. If you are not excited about where you are in your life, get excited. Change something. Do something different. Be a dreamer. Stop playing so safe. If you feel like you are a victim of the change you want to make, this is how I felt with weight loss for so long. Like, oh, this sucks. I don't want to. But there is another perspective available. A perspective of enthusiasm and excitement. And that is available to you, but you have to create it. You absolutely have to create it. We all create our own lives. Where you are right now is a direct result of the way that you have thought. Because the way that you think drives your choices. And there is another level, a more joyful level, a more fulfilled level, a more confident level. Whether things are okay, or even if they are great, there is always another level. And we have to call ourselves to those infinite possibilities, to thinking differently, to exposing ourselves to different people and to different things. And I'm going to be doing more and more of that. I mean, heck, talk about getting out of my comfort zone. Being a mom is super scary. And being a mom who's a business owner who works 7 days a week and thinking about how to make it all work and enjoy both things fully, I could get very stuck in the fear and the problem and the worry and the limitations, but I'm not. I am choosing infinite possibility. I am choosing to think outside the box. I am choosing to invest in other perspectives and coaches who can help me create these infinite possibilities instead of just working harder, working longer, all of that. And I want you to do that as well. Infinite possibility is available to you. Forward momentum. What are you going to do about it today? How are you going to create momentum today? What are you going to do that is different today? How are you going to think that is different today? How are you going to create forward momentum today? I challenge you to really answer that question, to define it specifically, what you will do about it today, and then take that leap, take that step. Whether that's buying a ticket for Ascend, right? Because you want to put yourself in a situation that makes you a little bit uncomfortable because you want to come out on the other end growing. Or if it's something you've been putting off. Or if you just want to allow yourself to dream about what is possible because in the past you haven't. Forward momentum and infinite possibility. The beautiful complexity of your life is alive with infinite possibility if you choose to focus on it. The beautiful complexity of your life is alive with infinite possibility. Choose observation followed by creativity instead of observation followed by judgment. Make today amazing. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.